While I asked for the TII to be consulted as to see what can be put in place, I was disappointed that there is the reply I got back stating that there's limited safety monies available, but and that unfortunately a lot of the funding is allocated on a data correlation, and particularly in these roads, collision data. Now, while there might not be huge amounts of collisions on it, there's certainly an awful lot of near misses, and people are bringing children to work, they're heading children to school and going to work themselves, and you know, they're taking their lives into their hands trying to cross that road and get across quickly and get into the slow lane. So look, I will keep highlighting, I'll keep raising it until we see can something be done to make it safer, because it's also bringing congestion up on other local roads in the area further up at Clunacurra. It's causing backlogs there where people are trying to use that as a shortcut. So the TII need to step up to the mark and do something with this, because if the N17 and when the N17 will be realigned, that's a good few years down the road. We need to get these junctions addressed as a matter of urgency for the safety of people who are using them every day of the week.
And councillor, it's a bit of frustration on your own side there, because you're saying how the TII have used this data and they realise it's not a high collision junction, and it feels like you're trying to be more maybe proactive than reactive in this situation. And is there a bit of frustration on that part, or how do you see it?
Well, certainly yes, because it's, you know, in the reply it said that once high collision locations have been identified through the process, like, it's an awful thing that you have to have collisions to give you data to signify how dangerous a junction is. Like, if I certainly deem that if any person from the TII spoke to the people using that road or went out and visited that road at the peak times, they would certainly see how dangerous it is. You don't need to have collisions, and no one wants to have collisions or fatalities before something is done. It's better to be proactive than reactive. That's my firm belief.